From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting some questions are being asked about the reported death of a terrorist leader. The U.S. Defense Department says a coalition airstrike targeted one of Islamic State's most senior leaders in northern Syria, stopping short of saying he is dead, but declaring that outcome would be a significant blow to the militant group. Islamic State itself announced Abu Muhammad al-Adnani's death Tuesday, saying only that he was killed while surveying the operations to repel the military campaigns against Aleppo. Adnani was a prominent member of the al-Qaeda terror network before aligning himself with Islamic State, where he was considered second in rank to the group's leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. The United Nations, which had Adnani on its list of suspected terrorists subject to financial sanctions, has described him as the leader of Islamic State in Syria and chief of its external operations. The U.S. State Department has also offered a $5 million reward for information leading to his capture. Iran called Wednesday for a quick end to Turkey's military offensive in northern Syria, saying the continued presence of Turkish forces will only escalate the conflict. Turkey launched the offensive last week, targeting Islamic State militants as well as U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters that the Turkish government considers linked to Kurdistan Workers' Party rebels at home. Clashes between the Turks and Kurds have further complicated an already complex situation in Syria, where the government has received support from Iran, Russia, and Lebanon-based Hezbollah militants, while the U.S. and other Western powers have backed rebel fighters. More on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has urged India to take greater responsibility on the global stage in partnership with the United States. Speaking to some of India's brightest students on the Delhi campus of the Indian Institute of Technology, Kerry called India an established power with a footprint on matters that affect the entire planet. A top American envoy said further cooperation between the world's two largest democracies is essential for confronting global challenges from terrorism to climate change. Kerry said the bottom line is that the deep cooperation between India and the United States matters a great deal to both our countries and to the entire world.
We agreed to expand the exchange of terrorist screening information, to deepen cooperation in designating terrorist groups at the United Nations, and to expedite mutual requests for legal assistance. More broadly, we reiterated our unwavering commitment to the protection of our citizens and to defeating the terrorist mantra of bigotry and of hate.
Kerry talking about agreements reached between the United States and India's leaders. Leading nations, added Kerry, cannot simply ignore threats beyond our borders because in the interconnected globalized world we live in today, those dangers will inevitably cross borders, so we must confront them together. Kerry described Indo-American cooperation as having reached an unprecedented level, but said more is needed while noting that lasting peace requires strong diplomacy. Protests against Indian rule erupted in many places in Kashmir Wednesday after authorities lifted a curfew throughout the disputed Himalayan region for the first time in 54 days. A young man was killed and several others were injured in clashes between rock-throwing protesters and government forces. Residents said the protest erupted in northern Nadahal village after troops prevented trucks carrying fruit from entering the area. They said police and soldiers also beat up residents and ransacked homes in the village. A police officer said government forces tried to stop protesters from marching on the main village street and retaliated by firing bullets and shotgun pellets when residents hurled rocks at them. He said one man was killed and five others were wounded, three of them critically. Protests demanding an end to Indian rule were also reported in other places in the region, including the main city of Srinagar. At least 20 people were reported injured there. And before making a speech Wednesday explaining his immigration policies, U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has decided to go to Mexico for talks with President Enrique Peña Nieto. More later. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.